You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
It is Isaac Sans Big Souk. He's out on vacation. Schultze is here live watching the Mariners. If you're wondering why they're cutting into what appears to be a turkey on the set. What is that? John Smoltz and my guy, what's the guy's name? Joe Davis?
I think so. Yeah. No, I don't know.
Very good.
Yeah.
I like Joe Davis.
I like Joe. I don't know if I prefer Adam Amin over Joe Davis or not. They're both great. So.
Well, anyway, I think it's Canadian Thanksgiving or something today.
Did they copy our Thanksgiving? Is that how that worked?
I don't know. I know no history.
I was getting into my wife.
Canada, anyway.
Not like getting into a fight, but we were laughing at the fact. It's like last night, why does Canada have it? What? That?
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. But that's why they're cutting into a turkey. And I think they played a bunch of hockey games today.
Yeah.
Early because it's
Canadian Thanksgiving.
I don't know. Mariners leading in Toronto. That's the most important thing. 7-3, top of the sixth. Text, Cignetti on the sidelines looks like a Midwest dad disappointedly watching you cut the grass from the front door. He sure does. There's something about him.
You miss the edges, son.
Just an odd-looking fella.
Yeah.
But man, can he coach. By the way, Stockwatch is coming up next, followed by In the News, and then we'll get to some other stuff, including the turfing of James Franklin. So Cignetti, the cool thing about him is, he admits that when he got to Indiana, he felt he had to dial up the rhetoric because the school needed that. So at his first news conference, you may remember, he said, I win, Google me. And then I guess there's a story where he showed up at a basketball game at Indiana and he got out there and gave a speech and made fun of Purdue at the game. And he said that he knew that that type of swagger was needed. Even if he couldn't back it up, he needed to give the program a shot in the arm. And I respect that about him because he doesn't really seem like he's an intense dude, as all football coaches seemingly are.
Yeah.
But he doesn't really seem the type to talk a lot of trash, you know? But he did out of the gate, and it worked. I mean, God, I doubt they'll be able to keep him, but he makes, you know, I'm just reading, he makes $8.3 million a year. He's a top 20 highest paid coach already at Indiana. I will say there was one mistake he made in that game. It didn't seem like it. But I don't know why he didn't call timeout before the Oregon field goal with a minute left in the first half. Yeah. Do you remember that?
I do.
Why didn't he call timeout?
The one that Sappington missed. Yeah, he could have messed with him. I mean, because it was such a short one.
Well,
I think
it was to preserve time to go to. No, they still got 3 points, but he didn't. He let a lot of time off the clock when he could have preserved it for his team to have the ball.
He's not as advantageous as Dan Lanning. I don't think he's as risky. Frankly, that's one where I think Lanning would try to preserve every second left, but at that point, it looked like it was going to be a 10-10 tie, maybe down 13-10. Obviously, it flipped that way. Indiana had the lead, but it was obvious Cignetti was okay. He believed in his plan in the second half, going down 13-10 into the half.
But they ended up getting that late three, though.
Exactly.
Right? And so he could have gotten seven. I don't know. Listen, I'm nitpicking the great Kurt Cignetti. Who nitpicks Kurt Cignetti after a win like that?
You're nitpicking him that he could have beat Oregon down even more. I kind of like that, actually.
You won at Autzen. Oregon is now the fourth team to lose the longest active home win streak lead this season. You remember we were talking about this with Joey on Friday?
Yeah.
So it was Georgia, and they lost to Alabama this year. Then, because Georgia lost, it was Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And they lost to Ohio State. Because Washington lost, it became Oregon, and they now lost to Indiana. And guess what? Here's another one. Once Oregon lost, it became Missouri.
I was going to say, to become Indiana?
It became Missouri, and they lost to Alabama.
Ooh.
So you know who the leader is now?
I don't know, like Ohio State?
It's Boise State.
What?
With 15, and then Alabama with 14. Four in a row, lost the longest active home win streak lead this season. Got to tell you, I didn't see it coming. I thought Oregon was going to be fine against Indiana.
I mean, as a fan, I think I definitely, to the earlier texter's point about the team and fans looking them over, I don't know about the coaches overlooking Indiana, but as a fan, I definitely did. Absolutely.
Well, I guess, as the old saying goes, overlook Indiana at your own peril. I mean, I don't know who's... I think Illinois might... You know, that's the other thing. Illinois played Indiana and lost 63-10. And Illinois at the time was ranked ninth. They lost by 53. Do you think they overlooked them? Or is it possible that Indiana's just effing good? I think that's the hard part for us to wrap our head around, is that it's Indiana. That's the hard part. But the reality is they're just freaking good. That said, Oregon, we should not overreact. That game was tied in the final 10 minutes.
I mean, if the same,
Oregon's going to be fine.
If the same team, though, had like an Alabama across the chest or an Ohio State across the chest, would people have taken them more seriously? Probably.
Fans? I don't know. Who cares what fans think? This is really about what happens on the field.
No, I guess I mean that Oregon really was looked at as the vastly better team coming in.
You guys overrated them. How about that? Get off your high horse, Duck fan. Welcome back down to earth here with us plebes. Welcome. How's it feel? Not very good, does it? You know Washington fans laughing. Dude, what a great weekend for Seattle fan. The Mariners win on Friday night. The Huskies win on Friday night. The Ducks lose at home to Indiana on Saturday. And then the Seahawks win in Jacksonville. And then the Mariners win in Toronto. Is that the perfect Seattle sports weekend? I don't know how it gets any better.
Yeah, had a Sounders win in there and you're gravy, baby.
Did they win? Are they playing? I don't even know.
They did play. I don't know. It was great.
All right. Well, we're done talking about that game. Let's move on to something else. We've got Stockwatch lying ahead, followed by In the News. So what we're buying and selling from the weekend in sports is next here on 105.1.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
It's Primetime Stock Watch. What's all the hype? Are Isaac and Sue buying it or calling BS and unloading it fast?
Sounds to me like you guys are a couple of bookies.
Is the hype accurate or a bunch of hot gas? Before you buy or sell, listen close.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts aren't too tight in the seat.
Primetime Stock Watch is brought to you by 1-800-DIVORCE. When you need to take stock of your rights, 1-800-DIVORCE is on your side. Call 1-800-DIVORCE today.
Alright, well, I don't know if we're prepared for what Schulze has brought to the table here today with the Stock Watch. I'm guessing it's all Mariners, but maybe not. I don't know. We'll see. Oh, no?
I slipped one Mariners Tigers in there that I think people will find hilarious, but
okay.
Other than that, we got some college football.
Let's do it.
All right, let's start off here locally, actually. Oregon State firing head coach Trent Bray after their 0-7 start. What a game. I believe Wake Forest beat them 37-14 was the final on Saturday. Just a mess. It was obvious that this was going to happen, but with the buyout, which was about $3 to $4 million, I think... that is being paid, and people expected that to maybe be delayed until December 1st when the buyout possibly went down. Here was Trent Bray before he was canned after the loss to Wake Forest on Saturday.
I really don't think about that. Those are out of my control. That's decisions that people make. I'm just going to show up until they tell me I can't.
Well, they told him that he can't anymore. And at this point, Rob, the program in shambles. People want Scott Barnes fired as well. Do you buy or sell that this program can actually be turned around?
Yeah, of course. I buy that.
You think so?
Yeah, of course. Why couldn't it be?
Because they are, for instance, this is now a job that nobody wants unless you're an up-and-coming, what, FBS coach?
Bro, you're talking to a Kansas fan, okay? I want you to... seriously.
I get it.
Dude, we won I think we had a winless season. We won 1-2 games for many, many years. It was dead.
And a cavalcade of a mess of coaches, too.
Yes. Yeah. It was absolutely dead. 6 feet under. And look now. I mean, they're not the greatest program in the world, but it turned around. So, yes, of course. I think that the problem... Well, one, I think Scott Barnes needs to be fired yesterday. It is stunning to me that that man is still running that program.
Agreed.
But two, I just think it's a matter of expectations. Like, when you're Oregon State, and this is what sucks about it, and there's no consoling, it's just a fact, it just is. If you turn around your program, which I think you can, it's just going to be a new normal. Okay, it's not going to be the old normal of competing for, you know, like the old normal was, well, not normal, but you know what I mean? Like the old expectation was, hey, man, you know, good program, competing in the Pac-12 every year, a Power 5 league.
Giant killer.
It's just not going to be that anymore. The new normal is going to be recalibrated. But as long as you do that, of course, I said this, we've talked about this ad nauseum, pertaining to many different schools over the years. And I think in today's college football, it really comes down to getting the right coach. Again, I go back to Kansas. Who was that guy's name? I'm trying to go through some of the crappy-ass coaches we had.
Les Miles.
Well, Les Miles. I loved the Les Miles hire. That didn't work.
It was a good hire, but it was only because it was a buddy-buddy hire.
But I see why they did it.
It was a nepotistic hire, too.
I mean, the guy won the freaking college national championship. Like, we were elated to have a guy like that, but of course it didn't work out.
Yeah.
Charlie Wise was a disaster.
Yeah.
Who's the Nebraska guy? He was worse than all of them, and I forget his name. Anyway, one hire can change everything. You just, you know, and you don't always get it right. Hell, the Ducks haven't always gotten it right. You know, the Ducks were in kind of no man's land there, in danger zone land, in between, you know, the Chip leaving and, you know, Helfrich didn't really work, and then the Taggart, ooh, and then Christopher. Like, it got a little hairy in there, and now look, you made the right hire, and look what happened. And Kansas, all the way down to Kansas, with way fewer resources, horrible program, they made the right hire. Look what happened. Look at Kansas State. Dude, Kansas State, worst college football program in the history of college football. They brought in Bill Snyder. Bill Snyder turned that into an actual good college football program. It can be done. I know it feels dire, Oregon State fan, but it absolutely can be done. One, I think you need a new AD to put fresh eyes on everything. But two, it's a lot about your coach hire, because when your coach stabilizes the program, and in college football, as you've seen, you can turn it around pretty fast in the transfer portal. Look at Indiana. Indiana's not a great program before Cignetti got there. And I'm not saying you're going to be Indiana level because you have factors working against you that a Power 4 school does not. I get that. But, dude, there's a lot of room for turnaround, and turnaround quickly. You just have to make the right hire. And once you do make the right hire, then the fans start trickling back in. Then the money starts trickling back in. And lo and behold, before you know it, you have a decent little program again. It's just that it's going to be a new normal for Oregon State, and it's going to be a new normal for Washington State. But yes, I definitely believe, and buy your stock, Oregon State absolutely can turn it around. The Trent Bray hire was a disaster. And that's, you know, if you're like Kansas and you compile that with three more disaster hires, you're in a lot of trouble. That's why you need a new AD, in my opinion, but we'll see if they fire Scott Barnes.
Well, from one dumpster fire down I-5 to the other over the weekend, crazy that we had two teams in Oregon losing at the same time. I just don't think many Duck fans or even Beaver fans actually predicted that would happen, but it did. Ducks lose at the hands of Indiana down at Autzen Stadium 30-20 over the weekend in shocking fashion.
Polanco just got another hit, by the way.
Did he really?
Hell yeah. He just keeps getting hits.
Polanco's just a stud, man. I should have put him in Stockwatch.
He makes $7 million a year.
I was just telling this to Luke Anderson in the break, like, he might end up being the best offseason signing, not just by the Mariners, because that was their only offseason signing, but by anybody in all of baseball, man.
Yeah, I mean, he's, you know, when you have a really good postseason, it changes everybody's view of you, you know.
It does.
He started out hot, and then he was crap, and now he's hot again. Good signing, though, for $7 million. I mean, that's a great deal.
Oh, yeah, value. Absolutely.
And this guy, Josh Naylor, right here, now that was a good trade. He is a good ball player.
Man, they got him for nothing, too.
Just good such, trade.
Yeah, I hope they re-sign him.
All right, sorry.
No, you're fine. We can opine about Mariners baseball all day, brother. But, yeah, Lanning, after the 30-20 loss
brother.
To Indiana, brother, did admit that they out-prepared Oregon. Take a listen.
Yeah, ultimately, I don't think our plan was great. You know, at times we played well defensively. We had some short fields, but ultimately we didn't stop the run when it mattered most. We got to have a better plan to stop the run there at the end of the game. Didn't do a good job contesting balls, you know, defensively. Third down, we weren't good on offense, and we got to be able to avoid, you know, third down. We had some positive runs on certain schemes, and then there were some really negative runs. You can't take negatives against a team like this. Tempo, we didn't handle well. You know, I thought they handled our tempo extremely well on offense, excluding the early touchdown pass there to Malik. But they had some good tempo answers for us that we didn't have great answers, you know, for what they were doing. Their pitches were better than our pitches. And ultimately, that's something we can improve.
And this would be the second big game, as you and I were talking about in the breakdown of why Oregon lost to Indiana after some time off that Oregon has lost. Of course, Ohio State in the college football playoff. That was a 25-day layoff. This, only, of course, an extra week. So 2 weeks in between their beat down of Penn State to now Indiana.
Beat down? They beat him in overtime. What are you talking about? My God, you Duck fans are insufferable. Get to it. What's the stock?
I'm already tired of you. buy or sell that the Oregon coaching staff has trouble preparing for big opponents.
Oh, God. You guys are idiots.
All right.
Now, listening to what Dan Lanning just said there, I think if we are going to, because we have to do this with coaches, we have to read between the lines.
Yeah.
Oh. Naylor just parked one. Ha! 9-3.
You're ahead of me. That's awesome.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
I'm informing you that Josh Naylor just hit a home run.
Well, let's go, baby!
And once again, I would like to state that the Blue Jay relievers suck.
Yeah, this Fisher kid, he's just...
How is this team in the ALCS?
All right, I just saw it. That's awesome. Let's go.
Oh, God.
Yes.
It's going to be a long week.
Yes.
Okay, wait. What are we talking about?
Dan Lanning.
Okay, sometimes you have to read between the lines with coaches. And I think what Dan Lanning... First of all, I'd like to give him credit for just owning it. Hey, our plan wasn't great. How many coaches say that? Okay. But second, I think what he's saying there is we thought we were better than Indiana at a lot more positions than we were. I mean, I don't know this to be true. This is what I think to be true. I think what he was saying was when he says our plan wasn't great is that we thought that we could win some matchups that we didn't win. And that leads back to the plan because it's like, well, maybe in hindsight, I should have planned better for what happens if we didn't win these matchups. I think it is possible. Now, I think some of the fans are saying it was an overlook. I do not think it was an overlook. It is possible, though, and perhaps these are kind of the same. It is possible that Oregon got a little over their skis on their talent advantage over Indiana. I think that is very possible. And if you think that's the same thing, then okay, they overlooked Indiana. But what was the stock?
Buy or sell that
no.
Oregon coaches cannot prepare
teams
that are better than them, or big games, I guess.
Oh, my God. You guys. No. Sell.
By the way, I'm trying to react. Like, I see a lot of Duck fans, like, calling for jobs.
You know, Duck fans
over the weekend.
Listen, it's
which
not,
I'm not.
It's
but.
Not just Duck fans. Fans are idiots.
Yeah.
And all it takes is one game like that for them to show how big of an idiot that they are. Stay off the message boards. It will do. It's just you're overreacting. They got beat. Indiana is damn good. Why didn't anyone expect that? They're a top 10 team. They just beat another top 10 team, Illinois, by 53 points. Why did you you're over your skis about your team if you didn't think that this was going to be a good game or a tough game? God. You're making me hate Duck fans now.
Well, you got one in here, buddy, so hopefully I don't make you hate him more. All right, let's finish it up here with some Seattle Mariners. Actually, this is more Detroit Tigers, and it is freaking hilarious. Of course, the Mariners managed to get the win. Of course, Game 5 of the ALCS to punch their ticket, or ALDS to punch their ticket to the CS on Friday against the Tigers in 15 innings, 3-2
yeah,
the final.
That was great.
It was such a
that
fun
That was
one.
Really great.
Yeah, and
that was a where were you when
type of game.
Historic.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's just a game that you'll always remember. You Mariner fans will always remember.
Well, I think this Detroit Tigers announcer will also remember as well, because he got caught saying a couple naughty words on the air after the loss. Here you go.
Dan and I will be back to talk about it after this on the Detroit Tigers radio network.
Oh. And fragile.
I don't have to do a game. Oh.
You get tired.
This game recap. Oh, I'm sorry. Is that out loud? Three, two, one.
F this game recap.
That went out over the air?
That went out over the air. That was live. That was, if it didn't go out over radio broadcasting,
I don't know if I would be putting on this headset again.
It was at least heard like on the MLB app where you can listen to, you know, each team's radio broadcast. So that was right after the 15-inning marathon finished up. I'm sure he is echoing the feeling of Tigers fans. And frankly, if Mariners fans had suffered the loss, he would have been echoing the feelings of M's fans in that moment as well. But buy or sell, they just need to let him off. The team probably shouldn't fine him or take him off. He should never be in trouble. That was the most authentic sports reaction I've heard in a while.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it, but you know me, I just don't understand why we get so hot and bothered over cuss words. But yeah, you can't be saying that. You probably, you know, slap him on the wrist. You know, he didn't know it was going out over the air, but you know, you gotta button it up. You know, come on, Ernie Harwell's rolling over in his grave with that. But at the same time, you know, I'm with you. Generally speaking with you. Just, you know.
Let it go.
Let it go. You're right. We need to let more stuff go.
Well, I'm with you, especially when it comes to swear words in sports. It's like, okay, we're advertising it as this family-friendly thing, which it is, but let's not hide the fact that people get pissed, and these are grown men that are competing for millions of dollars. There are going to be some hard, heavy conversations that, guess what? Make the game more entertaining.
I love that. All right, Schultzy, thanks.
Thanks
for the Stockwatch. Each week, 4:15 Mondays, brought to you by Goldberg Jones. When it comes to divorce, custody, or child support issues, trust Goldberg Jones to help. Call 1-800-DIVORCE. Phone questions answered at no charge. We have nude bike news, and watch out, frog guy. They're spying on you. In the news is next. Here's Schultz.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
All right. Yeah, you're starting to get me riled up here on the text line. Schultz's homerism's getting me riled up. I just need to calm down. One thing that's calming me, I will say, before we get to in the news, is I love, as you well know, if you've listened to this program, you know I love crowd shots in big games.
Oh, yes. This is just...
I just love it. And, dude, these Jays fans...
Oh, my God.
It's really funny. Like, the Mariners fans was just, like, pure angst, right? Like, pure dread and fright.
With intensity behind
it. Yeah, you got... Yeah, exactly. These, these Jays fans are... They're shocked to a level of... blank face boredom. Like they all just look shell shocked.
It's dumbfounded.
Really, it's incredible. And it's like every one of them.
I love every second. No, seriously. The whole 40 plus thousand up at Rogers Center, whatever the hell it's called up there. Yeah. They look like they expected
they're stunned.
The exact opposite of this team.
They are stunned. All right. Well, the Mariners have the bases loaded in the seventh. They're already up 6 runs. Chris Bassitt is on, so they'll probably be up another 6 here in a minute.
Yeah. That
I'm turning to. Dude, the Jays flat out, like, they suck. Like, what is that? Who is this team? They were supposed to be good? Get out of here. Mariners are making them look silly. It might be a sweep. I'm turning to Monday Night Football, okay? That's
Let's
what
go.
I'm doing. I'm Let's turning go. To Monday Night Football, where it's Falcons 7, Bills 7, first quarter. Okay, it is... October 13, 2025. It's time now for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello. Thank you. Thank you so much. Please be seated and all rise. It is brought to you by the Advocates Injury Attorneys at AdvocatesLaw.com. Today, as you know, is formerly Columbus Day, but he was a putz, so they've changed it to Indigenous Peoples Day. It is also National M&M Day. Did you know that?
I did not.
Do you like M&Ms?
I do.
You're like a man who enjoys an M&M.
Yeah, but
no
I'm
offense.
Not... Thanks, brother. It's none taken. No.
I'm starting to get squirrely, and I apologize for that.
You're white.
Wow!
We're on the radio, baby. That's our
baby.
Middle name is Squirrely. No, I do like
Showbiz, baby.
The peanut butter version of M&M's. Not the peanuts, but the peanut butter M&M's.
Is that right?
They're good.
I don't like those.
Or the mint during Christmas. Yes, please.
I am very controversial, and Suk has made fun of me for this. Although, I don't know why you would make fun of someone for just their taste. You know, it's like, that's a classic soup thing. But he is steadfast that, and I think a lot of people are steadfast that the peanut M&M is the superior M&M. I am not of that ilk. I believe that the plain M&M is better than the peanut M&M, and I will fight over it.
Thank you, Rob. I appreciate your...
I like the brown bag.
We agree on that. Absolutely.
Oh, you agree too? Okay.
No, I'm not for... Good. I don't like peanut M&Ms. If I see like a bowl of just peanut M&Ms, I'm not reaching for them.
I love peanut M&Ms.
Okay.
But I think the plain... If you gave me a choice between the peanut butter, the peanut, and just the plain, I'm going plain every time. I love the plain M&M. I think it's a great candy.
There's nothing like a mouthful of just regular M&Ms, right? Effing good.
No, it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only thing that rivals it in the horrible for you department would be a big slurping bowl of Fruity Pebbles.
Oh, yeah, that's my
You know what
weakness.
I mean? Like,
oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Come on. Dude, you just said a mouthful of plain M&Ms where you're like having trouble chewing.
Yeah.
Is akin to the giant bite of soggy Fruity Pebbles.
Oh, that, yeah, that Fruity or Cocoa Pebbles, when you right after you pour the milk in. You're not a Cocoa Pebbles
guy? I'm out on
guy?
The cocoa.
See, either Fruity or Cocoa, I as soon as the family-sized boxes go on sale at the store, my wife and I grab a couple. It's like, no, we stock up. We love that stuff.
Now, I haven't had Fruity Pebbles since I was 12, but...
I think I might bring you a box of Fruity Pebbles just so you can.
I won't eat it.
But, God damn it, then I'm going to eat it. Okay, I'll just keep
it. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, if you cut out, like, listen, I'm not, like, the best eater. But yep. I've gotten better.
Uh-huh.
And when you cut out sugar to a certain degree, you will no longer be able... After a while, you can't go back to stuff like that. It's like jarringly sugary, and you can't do it.
No,
and that's
like,
where I'm at.
I understand. It's like
too
when
much sugar.
When you stop eating, like, one big transition if you're trying to lose weight is, like, stop eating, like, at fast food places. And then after a while...
Yeah, that might help.
Well, exactly. But what I'm saying is once you've lost a little bit of weight, just like you said, Rob, you go back to those places and you're like, this tastes like S to me. This just doesn't taste
good.
Yeah, well,
because it is. Yeah, you finally realize that it's actual ass. Well, the naked bike ride took to the streets and rode down to the ice building yesterday. Lots of nudes. Including the great Portland Unipiper was down there. Did you see that? He got all naked and went down there.
I did not see his unipipe, no.
He was a bit more modest, though. He did have undies on, so that... You know, a lot of people don't get fully naked, thankfully.
Thankfully. I'll never forget on the day of a naked bike ride. I walked out, I was eating at Genie's in Southeast Portland, and dude, 50, 60 years old, in one of those lay-down three-wheeled bikes, just saw it all. Just right after I ate... It's like, dude, I don't need to see that. Like, little participles hanging there.
Participles. Like a dangling participle? Is that what you're...
Yeah, three of them.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Well...
But I'm pro-naked bike ride, though.
Are you? Yeah, I mean, whatever. To each... I mean, I won't be out there, but to each their own.
So, if I do want to check the pictures, like you were saying earlier...
I do look at the pictures.
I will not find one Isaac Everett.
No,
Rob.
You won't. You
damn.
Won't. One man held a sign that read, "The only ice I need is for these nips." Saw that sign.
Wow.
Okay. Listen, here's the thing I love about it. And I am not a guy that will participate. Like, I don't know. This is going to be weird.
Just trust me. It's okay.
Well,
on me.
People willing to do whatever it takes to protest and disrupt and make a statement.
Yeah.
In hopes of change, I respect that. Okay, I do. I see what you're doing. I see the importance of trying and sticking to your guns. I admire that.
Of course.
You know, over history, change is born from that, and that has been proven. That's, you know, I'm in. I like it. I love it. You're great.
Social disruption is awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I also see how it's such a bad use of time. You know, like, there are so many people that agree with some of the protesting that's happening, yet they're not down there and never will be. Why?
They got better things to do?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
They have lives.
It's not the best use of their time. Are those people selfish or do they just have lives? I don't know.
Well,
it depends on how you view it.
That's the thing. Those protesters, at least the ones literally in front of the ice building, I don't think, I haven't interviewed them or heard from them, but I don't think they're representative of the people that are truly being affected by, you know, what ICE is doing to them. They just, as we're talking about, have the time to go waste. So,
yeah, well, I don't know. We're going to, hopefully we'll get to it today, but this week at some point, we're going to go through the Willamette Week interview with the chicken guy, guy in the chicken suit.
I hope we get to it too.
And you'll be able to hear what he says. He's a 26-year-old white kid. But
but he's got the answers, right?
Well, I mean, you know, he's got some good points. I'll tease it by saying this. When we read through that interview and we talk about it on the show, are you going to laugh at the absurdity and how stupid this kid is? Or are you going to maybe go, wow, he's got some really good points? I will tease it and say it's one of those two things.
Okay.
You might be pleasantly surprised. I don't know.
I hope I am.
Anyway, someone then might say, well, oh my God, if something bad happens and you weren't there, you weren't protesting it, you were a bystander, you only have yourself to blame. Well, I don't know. Or even if I was there in my frog outfit, maybe this something bad would happen anyway. You know, is that a bad attitude? I don't know. I'm just telling you, that's where I sit. And part of me feels bad about that. And another part of me is like, well, I got things going on. It's not my priority.
You shouldn't feel bad. That's called realistic.
It's just not my priority. So no matter how passionate you are, let me ask you this. You, Schultz,
me.
You. No matter how passionate you are about a cause, how much would I have to pay you for you to get completely 100% naked, hop on a bike in the pouring rain, and ride past people with machine guns to prove your point?
Six figures, where it's at least it's going over the six-figure
this
amount.
This is my point.
Yeah.
And some people may say, well, that's the problem. Well, maybe it is.
Maybe it is. I don't want to go out and ride my bike naked and have people laugh at me. What are you talking about?
No one's laughing at you.
Oh, they would, trust me.
No, they wouldn't laugh at you. I wouldn't.
I appreciate it.
Your
that.
Little Mariner headband and all your nude body, other than your Mariner headband.
Yeah, my nude body's hot. A little bit better. I've been on a little health kick. I lost like 10 pounds. So
there you go. Feeling
more.
Good out there, cycling around.
So maybe I won't
with your
look.
Dangling participles.
A lot of them. Maybe I won't look like I enjoy M&Ms here soon. I don't know.
Well, watch out, Frog Guy. They're spying on you. I have that story for you next on In the News on The Fan. All right, we're jazzed up. We're getting jazzy out here. This is In the News, October 13, 2025. One more story for you here today before we move on to the firing of James Franklin. That will be our next segment.
I do love jazz. I think you.
Yeah, you're a big jazz guy?
Huge
I listen
jazz
to,
guy.
Oh, I guess I can't say what I listen to.
You can't?
Never mind.
Oh, okay.
No, I shouldn't.
Oh, well, I listen to Sinatra.
I listen to The Fan.
Yeah, you do.
I love The Fan.
Well, when The Fan is not on, and these...
But it's always on, though, is the thing.
Well, okay, on with live and local coverage. So, like, at midnight, when I am going to bed, I listen to, like, Michael Bublé, Sinatra, you know, Dean Martin, that good stuff.
Okay. Yeah. Not me. I'm listening to The Fan.
Always.
Law enforcement officials may have deployed a secretive cell phone surveillance technology last weekend at Portland's ICE facility.
Oh.
The site was the focus of highly publicized protest. On-site analysis of cellular signals by Straight Arrow News. Do we know what Straight Arrow News is?
No. Never heard of it.
Says unbiased straight facts.
Hey,
found.
I hope that's actually true.
Yeah, me too. Probably isn't, though. Isn't it right for us to be skeptical of that?
Usually.
They found evidence suggesting that a cell site simulator, commonly referred to as a stingray, was likely used to collect identifying information from cell phones near the protest site.
Ooh.
Researchers found that under normal conditions, an average of about 3% of messages sent by legitimate cell towers contain requests for phones' unique identifiers. Sands analysis found that up to 18% of observed cellular connections in that vicinity of the ICE building contained those requests. Law enforcement agencies may use the data collected by a cell site simulator to identify individual protesters and track their movements.
That is legal.
How do we feel that about that?
I don't like it. That is legal, and I don't like it. That's a little... What was the Patriot Act back in, like, the 2000s where surveillance was allowed a little bit more? That sounds kind of like that. But just, like, uh-oh.
Getting a little weird out there.
It's all... Yeah. I think in some states, like, you have to, like, be ready to, like, hand your cell phone to, like, a police officer when you get pulled over. I don't think that's happened in Oregon yet, but, like...
Are you serious?
Yes. The policing of our phones, Rob, that's one thing that is a little scary to me. So I'm not okay with us just invading. It's like opening up a guy's briefcase, you know?
Ooh, yeah.
To me, that is
drugs.
An illegal search and seizure without an actual reason for it. So basically, you walking into an area gives them the reason, you know, to do this. Like that's bullshit to me. So.
I think you should bring back the briefcase.
Yeah, the attaché case, so to speak. Yeah.
Dude, I had one of those when I was a kid because I was in debate.
Oh,
can you believe that? I was a debater.
I can believe that you were a master debater, Rob. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Had to hold your papers, you know, and all your things.
So you had to come up like a lawyer and
yep.
Click it open.
Yep, yeah. Click it open with the code.
Big old clunk when you put it down.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's great. I wonder if I still have that. By the way, one other ICE story. ICE agents who told school officials they were conducting surveillance outside Wood Middle School in Wilsonville today were asked to leave by the school staff.
I live in Wilsonville. What are ICE agents doing there?
Says in a letter to families, West Lynn Wilsonville School District said that ICE vehicle was spotted parked on the middle school's campus near the football field. District staff spoke with the officials who confirmed they were ICE agents and were told that they were there for surveillance of the general area.
Yeah, that's... what?
Staff informed the agents that they were parked on private school property and asked them to leave, which they did.
I don't like that. I don't like that one
bit. It's getting weird, bro.
Yeah, that's a little concerning to me, man.
It's getting weird. I'm just going to ignore it and keep drinking, watching sports.
I agree. Yeah, yeah. Throw a little weed in there. Yes, please. At least for me.
Right. Well, that's in the news for October 13, 2025. How about that? October 13. Coming up next, it's brought to you by the way, the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Yes, two more coaches, not just James Franklin. Two more coaches who lost to Oregon have been fired. We'll get to that when we return on 105.1 The Fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.